Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Howdy! Whee-hoo! Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the British Tech News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's February 10th, 2015. All of the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. The people of Cuba are rejoicing today, at least if you've got a fast internet connection. Netflix has announced they are launching in Cuba! Yeehaw! Yes, it seems Netflix is definitely on a mission and very serious about its international growth. They also said they're planning a lot more rollouts in many other countries this year as well, including Japan. Netflix plans to offer many of its popular shows in Cuba, including House of Cards and Orange is the New Black. Cuban residents must have access to international payment methods, however, like a debit or credit card. And your plans will start at $7.99 US. Cord cutters are a little happier today as Sling TV opens its doors to everyone across the United States. If you're wanting to just try it out, you're not really sure about $20 a month for just a few channels, Dish Network is going to give you a shot of that for 7 days free. Of course, the basic package is $20 a month, but if you want a few little extra things on there, like some extra sports channels, that's going to cost you an extra $5 a month. That'll get you access to the SEC Network, ESPN News, and ESPNU and Universal Sports. Definitely a step in the right direction, but with the price point and as many channels as you get, I think it's going to be a while before it really catches on. The Grammys were yesterday. Did you watch? Nope, I didn't either. Funny enough, it wasn't the winners that people were talking about after the ceremony. It was more that the Grammy millionaires were uniting to lobby Washington for better pay for musicians. The group called Creators Alliance, which was introduced by the current head of the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, particularly took aim at streaming services such as Spotify, saying, quote, that remember that music matters in our lives, and that new technology must pay artists fairly. Mr. Portnow went on to say, imagine a future where everyone gives up making music because there's just not enough money in the music industry. What if we're all watching the Grammys in a few years from now and he said there's no new Best Artist award? I know, it sucks, doesn't it? You can't have an extravagant party anymore and also pay your artists. It just is a sad world. Kick-Ass Torrents has been kicked from its domain name. Seems that 2015 is going to be the crackdown on torrent services. Actually, apparently what happened, the site really hasn't been forced offline. It's just their domain name. The server at kickass.so cannot be found because the DNS lookup failed. I'm sure, just like the Pirate Bay and Easy TV, I'm sure Kickass will resurface just as soon. Sick and tired of getting your car door dinged? Yeah, we've all been there. Problem is, though, 99% of the time, we don't know who did it. But that might be changing, thanks to Germany's Hella. They are developing smart body panels that uses a grid-like foil pressure-sensitive electronic sensors to detect when someone dents or scratches your vehicle. From that point, it will tie into the onboard cameras and GPS to both record where the car was and get some video of the evidence. Ha ha ha. However, don't hold your breath right now. You're going to have to wait a while for this technology. Hella is actually just attracting interest from BMW, where it doesn't look like that this sort of technology will be shipping in cars until 2018. Apple's Beats music streaming service could be coming with an iOS 8 update. According to 9to5Mac, Apple is currently considering a launch for the all-you-can-hear offering in iOS 8.4, rather than holding it off for iOS 9, which was originally planned. Supposedly, from the rumors, the new software update will be arriving after the Apple Watch release in April, since there's been no really hint of it in the beta that's out of iOS 8.3. And finally, okay, let's face it. It's not been the best few months, shall we say, to be on an airplane. Particularly if you're flying one out of Malaysia, but, you know, that's another thing. Wouldn't you like to, I don't know, have a statistic or probability of, say, your plane going down? Well, believe it or not, there's an app for that. The app is called Am I Going Down? And actually, it's a pretty simple app to use. What you do is you give your departure, your destination, your airline, and your aircraft a choice. Then it sends out your plane's odds of going down. What this app does is it gathers user data from accident archives and flight records from the NTSA. If you're scared of flying, this app probably won't help you whatsoever. But if you feel like wasting 99 cents for a giggle, have fun. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find us on the website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. Hey, BTN fans, don't forget the British Tech Bash is coming up in July of this year. Saturday the 4th, to be exact. Tickets are dirt cheap. £20 is all they are for the day of the bash. Also, you can reserve your seat as well for the curry night. That'll be happening on the 3rd of July. No doubt about it, this year will be even a bigger blast than the one was last year. Head on over to BritishTechNews.com right now. Get your bash tickets while they're still available. Well, that's going to wrap up your Tuesday edition of the British Tech News Show. We'll be back tomorrow, as always, to get you caught up in what's going to happen over the next 24 hours of the best technology news. But until then, try your best to have a great Tuesday. And thank you, as always, for listening.